This system is known as aquifer storage recovery. Treated drinking water is injected into underground aquifers and brought back up during peak demand times or dry spells. Communities can save money by avoiding the cost of building new water towers or expanding water treatment plants. Wisconsin will be the first state in the region to try the concept. Jill Jonas of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources acknowledges underground contaminants like arsenic could spoil the treated drinking water. So, she says, Wisconsin will closely analyze each proposal.
So if there's an area, for example, that has problems with arsenic, we have to look on a case-by-case basis to see if the injected water actually creates more of a resource problem than what was originally there.
Illinois and Pennsylvania are also looking into aquifer storage recovery. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.